You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, talking about Jesus. We'll try and wrap this one up today. It's a very important series. He's the most misunderstood Lord God of the Bible. People don't know when they go through the Old Testament that the vast majority of time, the deity that dealt with Adam and Eve, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the prophets, throughout the Old Testament, that was Jesus. Over and over. If you haven't heard the previous shows, go to the archives and listen to them, please. He is the head of the church. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth. That's right. It was Jesus that did the creating. He's the one that knelt down, took the dirt and formed it, made Adam, breathed into his nostrils, and gave him life. All things that were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell. When Jesus returns, he's going to rule all of the nations on the earth. That's right. That's what it says. Revelation 19:15. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. People don't know who Jesus is. They think they got him coming back and taking us all to heaven. Or even worse, coming back and rapturing some of them out and leaving others. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives in Zechariah. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. Oh, little baby Jesus that came and did away with his father's law. No, it's Jesus' law. Why do you hate God's law? Please don't hate God's law. Please take an honest look at this. Throw out the lies that the preachers have told you and take a look at your own Bible and read it for yourself. The world doesn't know who Jesus was or who he is. To the Jews, he's a false pagan god of the pagans that teaches followers to abandon God's laws that they're warned about against doing these things in the Bible. Because that's what churchianity says. To mainstream Christianity, he's some Trinity deity that saves his followers from the oppressive God of the Old Testament, frees us from those laws. He is the God of the Old Testament that was the husband and the savior of Israel, that died for all of humanity so we can live forever in his Father's kingdom. The law is love.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.